Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well? It's a very simple question. It doesn't take much thought to answer it. You don't have to sit there and weigh your options. It's a very simple question. Do you want to be made well? Thank you. Yes, we want to be made well. That question has an obvious answer. Well, yes, thank you very much. Please, in double helping, possible. Lord, my back hurts, my leg hurts, my head hurts, my eyes hurt, my nose hurts, my hands hurt, my elbows hurt, my knees hurt, my feet hurt, I hurt. I want to be made well. But no. We don't usually answer yes. We usually give an excuse. Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I'm making my way down, someone else steps ahead of me. I want to be made well, but I can't get there. Excuses. We have excuses. Well, I'm not worthy to be made well. There's nothing that science can do for me to make me well. I'm just going to have to live with this pain for the rest of my life. Oh, no, it's not that bad. It only hurts a little bit. Oh, no, it's just a figment of your imagination. I'm not limping. Oh, no, I can get along with this. It's not that bad. The pain will eventually go away, said with fingers crossed behind back. Excuses. We usually are good at coming up with excuses. Reasons why we don't need, don't deserve, don't merit, shouldn't receive the healing touch of God. Usually they orbit around the concept of being worthy or not. Being worthy to receive the gift of God's healing touch. Being worthy to receive grace. Being worthy to be in the presence of Almighty God and feel the healing touch of Christ our Lord. Being worthy to receive the gift. Being worthy. Just the thought of that makes me ill. We're all in need of healing. We're all in need of the grace of God. We're all in need of forgiveness. We're all in need of transformation. We're all in need of sanctification. We're all in need of God reaching into our lives and making us better, of touching us, of transforming us, of moving us, of molding us, of reshaping us. We're all in need. Not one of us, however, is worthy. And the good news is that he who was worthy, he the only one who is worthy, has already blazed the path, has already come to give us the healing touch, the life-giving spirit, the Holy Spirit, his body and blood in communion, his Holy Spirit in Pentecost, his eternal life on Easter, his nourishing presence on Holy Thursday, forgiveness on Good Friday. He who is worthy comes so that we may be made worthy, that we might be opened up and made able to receive the gift of the love and presence of God. Oh, I can't possibly come to the table of the Lord. I can't possibly come and be healed. I can't possibly do anything for God. I can't volunteer in the church. I can't work. I can't preach. I can't teach. I have these barriers that paralyze me and make it impossible for me to serve.
I'm a wretch, in other words. Sorry. That's no excuse. Christ Jesus makes you worthy. Christ on the cross forgives. Christ in the resurrection transforms and gives eternal life. Christ in the Eucharist feeds and nourishes and sanctifies us, empowering us to be the hands and the feet of Christ in a broken and hurting world. Worth and worthiness on our part has no place here. I'm not worthy to receive communion. I've heard that so many times, it makes me sick. Sorry, none of us are worthy. I'm not worthy to stand behind the table and celebrate, and none of us are worthy to come and receive. But Christ Jesus is worthy, and He makes us worthy by His grace, by His love, by His presence, by His welcome, by His embrace, by His feeding us, by His transforming us. Christ Jesus welcomes us, includes us, gathers us in, and makes all of us, whoever we are, wherever we may be from, it does not matter. He makes us worthy. We are made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. I'm not worthy to come to the table of the Lord. No. It's because you're not worthy that you must come. I'm not worthy to receive healing. It's because you're not worthy that you must come and be healed. I'm not worthy to be forgiven. Guess what? It's because of that that we must be forgiven. Salvation, forgiveness, healing, sanctification, transformation, welcoming, acceptance, all of these ideas are part of what it means to partake at the table, be made whole again, be touched by God. Oh, you don't have any idea of what I've done. You don't have any idea of what separates me from God. How can you possibly say that God will embrace me, that God loves me? I can say that because He who hung on the cross, He who died for us, says that. He who died for us welcomes us to the table of the Lord. Do you want to be made well? Yes, but no buts, my friend. No buts. There are no buts at the table of the Lord. Sometimes I wonder about that. Great big butt standing up there, whole bunch of butts gathered around it. Yep. I had somebody complain one time. They were watching one of my communion videos, and they saw all these people kneeling at the altar table. And this was somebody who had never been here. They didn't know about our tradition here. And they said, all of those people kneeling at the altar, isn't that kind of weird? And all we see is this great big row of butts. And I said, uh-huh. Oh, there are no buts. Not really. There is no exception at the table of the Lord. All are welcome in the family of God. All are welcome at the table, and all are called to receive the healing touch. I don't know what you need to be healed of today. It may be physical. It may be spiritual. It may be emotional. It may be all of these. Probably is. Whatever you have that needs to be healed, that needs to receive the touch of Jesus, whatever you have, I invite you today to come to the table of the Lord, to receive His body and blood by faith, to make a direct faith connection with Jesus, His life, His love, His eternity, His real presence. Take hold of Christ in your heart and then stand with no excuses. Come and receive the touch of healing oil and allow the nourishment of Christ and the healing touch of the Holy Spirit to transform you and make you ready to be the feeding, healing people of God for a broken and hungry world that needs to hear the gospel, the good news that Jesus saves, that Jesus accepts, that Jesus welcomes, that Jesus feeds, that Jesus forgives with no buts attached. Do you want to be healed?
Yes.
Do you want to be healed?
Yes.
Do you want to be healed?
Yes.
There are no buts about it. Come, be fed, and be healed. In Jesus' name, amen. In this small chalice, I have oil. It is healing oil, intended for use in anointing. This oil was blessed several years ago by Bishop Moncur, but we're going to pray tonight over it again. O God, the giver of health and salvation, we give thanks to you for the gift of oil. As your holy apostles anointed many who were sick and healed them, so pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on this gift of oil, that those who in faith and repentance receive its anointing may be made whole. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. In the beginning, when darkness covered the face of the earth and nothing existed but chaos, your Spirit swept across the waters. You spoke but a word, and light was separated from darkness. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, who lived among us and knew human pain and suffering, who called all who were burdened and heavy laden and gave them rest, who healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners, who cast out demons and showed us the way to you through faith, who took our suffering upon himself that we might be cleansed of our sins and receive eternal life. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat.
"This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. As our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The disciples knew the Lord Jesus in the breaking of the bread.
Copyright 2011 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.